This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. That was joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of strength here this morning, really in a lot of different markets. You look at corn up a little bit, a couple cents, beans up 5, 6, 7 cents. So, you know, essentially yesterday you came out with the ratings for the Argentine crop and, you know, corn down another 12% on good to excellent, which a week ago they were down 11%, the previous week 7%. And so, you know, that crop is heading south really quickly. Now, you know, put it in perspective, you know, we're talking a 50 to 55 million metric ton crop down there. You know, what could you take out of that? You know, I mean, we've seen them actually raise half a crop before, you know, which would certainly weigh in towards balance sheets. As far as soybeans go, we know Brazil's got a big crop coming. And so, you know, where you're probably going to look at maybe some rally potential there will be more on the soybean meal side, which could certainly drag beans along for the ride, so to speak. But I think it's got a lot to do with what we see going on in the market today, you know, what's going on in Argentina, because the forecast still looks awfully hot and dry, and that's not what they want right now.
And I know Argentina is a big country, but it's not as big as Brazil. And in Brazil, sometimes when there's trouble spots with weather, it can balance out because the country's so big. Is it widespread across Argentina then?
Yeah, I mean, it started out in the southern half of Argentina. It's kind of expanded, and it's expanded into southern Brazil as well.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 1¾ at 425¾. March soybeans up 4¼ at 10.68¼. March soybean meal up 80 cents at 2.97. March soybean oil up 63 cents at 54.41. Chicago wheat up 4¼ at 5.19¾. Minneapolis wheat is down a penny at 5.73. Kansas City hard red wheat up 7 cents at 5.32¾. March oats up 4½ at 2.95¾. On the Merck, February live cattle down 28 cents at 232.10. March feeder cattle down 43 cents at 358.85. February lean hogs up 33 cents at 88.80. Class 3 milk up 10 cents at 15.10. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.